Hi, Marshall. How are you?
Hi, Mr. President. How are you, sir?
Good. Glad to see you. What happened to you and Scripps? I thought y'all coming down to see me.
Well, I thought by God you better ask us.
Well, no, I didn't ask you. You told me the other night you were going to come, and I said
you ought to have Scripps there, and you didn't pay any heed to me.
No.
We may have to trade you in for another president.
No, that's not.
Lyndon.
That's not right. I told you to come whenever you wanted to, and
well,
call me.
If you would say a date, I'd bring Ted.
Well, I don't set the date. You just call me and tell me when you're ready, and I'll work it out.
By God, next week when.
All right.
You're going to have three of us.
That's
you're going to have Ted, you're going to have Earl Richard, and you're going to have me.
All right.
I've got a kind of a problem.
All right.
Because I think your ass is in the sling.
Well, I don't agree with that.
You seen these pieces in the paper?
No. What pieces in the paper?
Well,
I don't pay much attention to the papers.
Well, I know. You don't pay much heed to the papers, but I do. And they say that because of all...
I've never ever seen many presidents that had papers took care of. Most of them give the papers to tell.
You know, there are occasions, by God, when I like you. Mr. President,
yeah.
They're saying things about how you're having trouble all over the cockeyed world and you're paying no heed to domestic affairs anymore.
Well, let me tell you something.
Well, that's the story I don't want to write because I think it's a lie.
Well, there are 113 nations in the world.
That's right.
There have been 50 changes of government in 3 years.
That's right.
We have problems in Indonesia.
That's right.
They are invading Malaysia.
That's right.
So we ask them to quit murdering people.
That's right.
And come to the conference table.
Yeah.
And we ask the Attorney General to do that because he's been out there with them.
Yeah.
They agree.
I wondered why you asked him, but that's
I asked him because he'd been there before and he knew them and they liked him and he got them to agree to do it. So they're sitting around the conference table. So much for that.
Yeah, you told Sukarno the truth.
That's right.
That's right. The son of a bitch is going to get no more aid.
No, I didn't say that. We don't know. That's not the way to talk to him. You tell them that, and they bristle up, and they make a martyr out of themselves.
Yeah.
You can't do that. But that's number one. Cyprus comes in, and that's been a problem since 59. And we say to them that we're not going to be the nation that starts mediating all the disputes in the world. But if the Western European will mediate it, and if England will put in 2,500, and if Germany will put in a few, and if Italy will put in a few, well, we'll put in our group to as a symbol and token group, and we send our man to Ankara, and we send our man to Athens, and we send our man to Nicosia, and they all agree, and we think that we're pretty fortunate not to have Turks shooting Greeks tonight. We think it's pretty successful, but now we don't know how it turns out. So much of that. Vietnam, we've got problems. The Gaullists go in and say we're going to neutralize Vietnam and we're going to split it up, and not North Vietnam, but South Vietnam, and they get one or two fellas to agree to go along with them in the cabinet, but the strongest man in it and the ablest man in it, he comes along and said we're not going to secede to the communists, the neutrals, and we're going to be pro-America, and they're the only ones who helped us, and therefore... we're going to put it on the line, and he does, and I think it's a much greater reverse for De Gaulle than it is for
America.
I think we're in pretty good shape.
In God's name, can't we get this printed?
Well, I'm talking to people printed. I don't print
it.
Well,
we're going to get it printed Monday. Do you see anything wrong with the premise of my story for Monday?
No, I talked to Panama then, and we say the Panamanians, talk to you about anything, anytime,
incidentally, I
could anywhere.
Have cursed that post for that curse story this morning.
But we'll...
That was the meanest son of a bitch in peace that's printed in a long time.
We'll meet with you anytime, anywhere, discuss anything, but we're not going to agree the revision of a treaty in advance We're not going to be shoved around by little places about the size of St. Louis. And we're not going to throw our weight against you, but we're gonna see that you're fair and just, and we'll revise any treaties. We'll rework any agreements, but we're not going to...